call this conference meeting to order. We're going to consider Senate File 1544, and it's about a conveyance authorizing counties, cities, towns, and other public corporations to convey lands to congressionally chartered veterans service organizations for less than market value. We'll start with, as well as the Senate File. Al, why don't you give us a brief overview?
Well, when this bill was originally brought to me, it had the language that is in the House. The city of Montgomery brought this forward. The American Legion Club wanted to put together a veterans memorial, actually move a veterans memorial, and they were the city of Montgomery had some land that they would have given them. And apparently it's against the law in Minnesota to convey land between a city and an American Legion Club without paying fair market value. So what this bill was intended to do is allow them to convey this property with no charge. As we moved along with this bill, what we did is we did a delete all, and we ended up coming up with a bill that rather than just talking about the city of Montgomery, we tried to add this to any city or that could give land to a congressionally chartered veterans service organization. And those typically, the better known ones are the American Legion Clubs, the VFWs, AMVETS. And I have a list here of some of them that that people could look at. But what we did in the Senate is we felt that allowing organizations to do this around the state was a good idea, because what happened in Montgomery ended up finding a solution to their problem. But
it took about 2 years.
But it took a long time. It took a year and a half to 2 years to really work through that process. And we think that if another city wants to work together with a veteran service organization, we should allow them to do that. We also tried to add language that put some protections in here, and I think that these are adequate protections, that the organization agrees to convey the property to the convening entity upon request of the convening entity. So essentially what it means is if for some reason the veterans organization no longer wants to own this land, that they would have to basically give it back to the city if the city wants it back. So what it would do is it would stop any hanky-panky from going on where somebody could give a piece of land to a VFW could go ahead and sell it and have money, and so we're trying to avoid that from happening. So for those reasons, I guess what I'd like to do is I'd like to see the House concur with the Senate language and try to move this forward in a way that we could give cities and these veteran service organizations an opportunity to not have this big, long delay if we run into the same situation again.
Okay, just a couple.
Mr. Chair, would support Senator DeCroix if we had a good hearing on this in local government. And, you know, if we have this situation for Montgomery, which is a great situation, and I appreciate the way they worked it out, but we certainly will for other communities around the state. And, you know, the two points that Senator DeCroix made that I think it's important to consider is, number one, that we have in statute that the organization we describe how the organization must use the property, and then number two, we have the sort of the hook for reconveyance. If the organization decides that it's going to do something not public use, wants to sell it, you know, it must notify the public agency that conveyed it in the first place. And you know, the language around congressionally chartered, I think, is also important because it doesn't create an entire universe. It creates a very specific category of groups that this might apply to. So I would advocate for the for Senator Kreif's language as well.
Senator Daley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would echo the sentiments of Senator Reinert, and I would just say from a public policy point of view, when we're doing policy here in the state legislature, rather than focusing on just one small community, we should be thinking statewide, what is in the best interest for everyone in the state of Minnesota. And I think the Senate position does that not just adequately, but well.
Thank you. Just a couple comments from the House side. The obviously, it passed as a specialty bill on the House side. Secondly, there seemed to be a significant percentage of the House caucus, both on the Democratic side, which Representative Winkler was going to address, and also on the Republican side. I'd recognize Representative Sanders right now to probably expound on that a little bit.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I know that as this went through the Government Operations Committee, it was a specialty bill, and a lot of the thought behind it was there hadn't been any other requests from other cities or counties that we were aware of, as well as we were unaware of of the need or potential number of cases where this could or would or should need to apply. So it was a matter of, I would say for most of it, just wondering if there was actually a real need to do this, or if this truly was a special case, or if we see cities and counties needing to do this in such a way that they would need this legislation, or if it's so minimal that they may or may not. So, I mean, as it went through, again, it was a specialty bill. That's what we considered. That's what we discussed. I can appreciate some of the clawbacks that we have in here. I guess I wouldn't necessarily oppose any of the comments made by any of the senators on this. But again, we just didn't have any information or hear of any need to expound beyond the specialty bill that we heard in the House.
Well, if I could respond, I would say at this moment, I don't know of any other cities that do need this, or any other service organizations that do need this. But there are cities quite frequently that are coming up and wanting to do a memorial park. And I just think that this gives them the flexibility. It gives them the avenue to work within that they haven't had in the past. And I guess I would hope that for these veteran service organizations that want to do these memorial parks, I think it's a great service to the community having these memorials for our veterans. And I would like to see this be made available to them on an ongoing basis.
What did your bill pass by in the Senate, Al? Do you remember?
Unanimously.
I think it was unanimous.
Unanimous?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair.
Representative Sanders.
I think the other, and again, I agree with the veterans issue in this bill and appreciate, again, that it's confined to that for those veteran services organizations. I think also in discussing after this bill had passed the House, and we had heard that the Senate had expanded on that language, was the fact that this is an instance where it's okay, but would what other instances would cities then come back and say, we also would like the authority to do it for this type of So again, I think
So you see it as with some tails on it, possibly.
I think that was just part of the concern. Again, I'm not opposed to this language. Okay. Here, but again, those are the concerns and questions we had after this had passed out of the House, and just the questions we had. So,
Mr. Chair, to Representative Sanders' point, we had a fairly lengthy discussion in local government on sort of that broadening, and left it at, we can clearly define congressionally chartered veterans mm-hmm. organizations, so had some comfort with that. I do think that there's probably an argument that could come up down the road. Why not X, Y, and Z organization? If that comes, then I think we deal with it at that time. But we left it in local gov because that's squishy. We don't know how to define that. But congressionally chartered, that's a specific list that we felt comfortable with. So.
Okay. Other questions or comments?
Mr. Chair, would I be in line to make a motion to ask the House to concur with the Senate language?
Make a motion to adopt the conference committee report.
Okay, so move.
Do I hear a second?
I don't think we need one.
Don't need a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. So, Tim, you're going to help me out with the.
All right.
I think we can now adjourn. Okay. Thanks for coming and thanks for participating.